We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for ya, the strawberry letter.
Subject: they don't make them like they used to. Dear Stephen Shirley, I want your honest opinions. I'm young and I have a great job, my own place, and I'm happily single for now. Here's my issue. I don't think a strong, independent woman should stand by a broke man or wait for him to reach his full potential. People always say I should not overlook a man that falls short financially, but I prefer to remain strong because I am not afraid of being alone. So many women go through the emotional struggles of being with a man just to say they have a man. So is it selfish for me to live my own life and continue to pray for the man that God will send to me? I understand that men are natural hunters, so once they see what they want, they will keep pressing for it. How do I know that a man's intentions are genuine and he's not looking for the come up? What if he's a really great guy, but he's living check to check? I have been in these types of relationships before, and they each ended up as a waste of time and energy. Don't get me wrong, I've been broke before, so I'm not downing anyone. Now that I'm doing much better and I'm able to take care of myself, if it's bad that I don't settle for half a man just to say I have a man, seems like more men are looking for someone to take care of them now. I'm not bashing all men, but what's really going on nowadays? Well, I mean, you know, you're perfectly, of course, within your rights to feel how you feel. You said you're not bashing all men. You're just, you know, talking about the kind of men that you don't want, which is a good thing. I think you know what you do want. You say you've been broke before. You're not downing anyone. You want to be with someone. You don't want to settle. I think that's perfectly fine. You shouldn't settle. You shouldn't settle. If you're truly praying for the man that God wants to send to you, then that's what you should be open to. You'll know when it's the man that God sent for you, because he'll be a godly man. Men are natural hunters. Steve used to talk about that on the show all the time. But I think what you need to stay close to is what you're praying for. Is you're praying for God to send you the man that you want. But just make sure you're everything. You know, make sure you're whole and, you know, you're a good person and you're a good woman. You have something to offer the world and a man, okay? Don't just look for a man to come and make you whole. Already be whole, okay? It's okay for you to be strong and independent and all of that stuff. Just, you know, if you're really praying for God to send you a man, just wait for that. All right, Steve?
Well, this is a weird letter, really, yeah. Because she's saying a couple of things. First of all, I wish I knew how old she was, because this has a lot to do with it. Now, you know, if you don't think that a strong, independent woman should stand by a broke man or wait for him to reach his full potential, then you feel that way. But let me tell you something. You're saying a broke man. You said you've been in relationships with people who live check to check. Let me say something to you. The majority of people are living check to check. That's a financial fact. Check to check don't mean you're broke. It means you're in a situation where in three checks you could be completely out. Well, most people live that way until they pull it together. If you're looking for a man that's already made, which you haven't said directly in this letter, but what appears to me that you've said in this letter, that you want somebody that's already made, then get in line. Because that line is going to be long. And if you're young, there are men who are in the building process. It takes men some time to pull themselves together. It just does. A man that's in their 20s, it's going to be hard to find a guy that has it together in his 20s. It's going to be hard. Because that's the learning phase of life. So, ma'am, you've said quite a lot in this letter. Now, is it true that some men are looking to be taken care of? Yep. Yep, that's true. They're easy to spot because they're looking to be taken care of. They don't want to pay for the dinners. They don't want to pay to take you out. They ain't looking to sponsor no trips. They ain't looking to, okay, what? You know, what are you talking about? Now, if a guy's living check to check and trips ain't really available right now, maybe once a year, but he's doing everything else he can that men do, then you might have a good prospect that you're passing on because he's not made yet. Men who have means. Just because a man got money don't make him a good man. Uh-oh.
True.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Did I just say that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you
just
did.
Because a man got money don't make him a good man. So now you can pass up on these other men who may have better qualities and less funds and go for the funds and get the less quality man. Also, you said you're asking God to send you a man. If that's the case, what's the letter for?
Huh.
See, this is how I read letters. And Shirley's right about several things she said in her comment to you about it. Now, look, you can be by yourself. But who really want to be by themselves, though? I mean, let's just have an honest conversation.
Put your hand down, Jay.
Other than his bitter ass.
Oh, no.
Evil, distraught, old ass, don't nobody, ran over, used and abused. Guy like that. Other than that, who don't want to be alone? Everybody wants somebody. Then you say, how do I know that the man's intentions are genuine and he's not looking for the come up? Like I told you, it's easy. He gonna want a lot of stuff. What if he's a really great guy, but he's living check to check? If I were you, I would sign up for that. Because that really great guy, hard to come by. He ain't gonna always be living check to check now. Great guys turn it around eventually. Great guys become great men, become great fathers, become great husbands.
All right, Steve.
Money don't determine none of that. Am I preaching today?
Yes, you are. Amen. 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 And you can preach some more. Part two of your sermon coming up. Steve, come on. Let's get to part two of your response to today's strawberry letter. They don't make them like they used to is the subject.
You know, I was talking about this young lady who's saying too many contradictory things in her letter about coming up. She's talking about, you know, majority of people living check to check. Some men are looking to be taken care of. I told her that a man that has money don't make him a good man. You're going to have to, should I take a man who's living check to check, but he has great qualities? Yeah, because he's on the come up. Takes a long time for a man to get it together. And on the break, I was reading another line she said that was quite contradictory. She said, don't get me wrong. I've been broke before, so I'm not downing anyone. Okay, you got that line, Shirley?
I do. Uh-huh.
Don't get me wrong.
I've
been broke before, so I'm not downing anyone. Mm-hmm. Then she said, now that I'm doing much better and I'm able to take care of myself, here's the contradiction. Is it bad if I don't settle for a half a man just to say I have a man? Now, you just said you've been broke before, so you're not downing anyone. Now you telling me because if a man don't have his finances together that he's half a man?
Wow.
Sister, let me help you understand something. You are setting yourself up for a contradictory life. A man's money has nothing to do with his level of manhood. Some of the best men I know and have known in my life have far less than I have right now. But I have the utmost respect for them, love and admiration. I am constantly in a quest to become my father. All day, I'm just trying to be Slick Harvey. That's all I'm trying to be. The hardest working man I ever knew. The best husband and the best father I've ever seen. This dude was there. He didn't miss a beat. That's all I'm trying to be. My daddy ain't had a tenth of the money I got. But he's the best example of manhood I ever saw. So, sister, I think you're wrong. And I think you got to make an attitude adjustment. Now, you said something in the letter about, so is it selfish for me to live my own life and continue to pray for the man that God will send to me? Suppose God sends you this really great man who's living check to check. Let the church say amen.
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 Amen. Amen again.
Amen. Amen.
Because amen. I just can't knock these cats that don't have it financially together. Because I got to tell you something. I was once that cat.
You used to be that, yeah.
I was that dude. I lived in a car for 3 years. Man, I'm pretty sure, man, I met a couple girls while I lived in a car. They ain't see the potential. I ain't blame them.
And she wouldn't have been in there with you for sure.
Oh, no. Man, I ain't asked nobody to come get in this car with me either. I knew I wasn't a good catch. But I hung in there. I just kept hanging in there. These men gonna eventually get it together. Good men become good husbands, become good fathers. You're gonna miss out on a good husband and a good father because he don't have a good check right now. But if he working and got a plan and putting it together, that's called potential. And yeah, you should marry potential. And yeah, you should hook up with potential because y'all can build something together. Everybody would love to meet Mr. Rich Man and go on and get their life made right off, but them numbers is few. So listen to me, ladies. It's already hard to find a good man. Now you're going to narrow the search to a good rich man? What? Where they at? Only 5%. Here's a rate. Okay. Can I preach now?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Preach.
5% of the people make 95% of the money in the world. 5% make 95% of the world. So now you want what? You cannot be looking for one of them 5%ers. You know what kind of options they got?
What kind?
Ooh.
Plenty. That's
girl,
one of my favorite
they
sound. Favorite
girl,
sounds.
They shop.
Yes, I
they
love
shopping
it.
How they want to shop. Do you understand me? They shopping how they want to shop. They got options. Don't put yourself in that position. Yeah. Find you a good man with some great potential, and y'all go on and build a life together. Stop looking for these rich dudes because you ain't the only one. That line is long, and they take advantage of the long lines. They interview a lot of people.
Yes.
And
what is wrong with you?
They're not that long. Thank you for the strawberry letter. If you have a letter, a condition, a situation that you would like some help with, please send it to steveharveyfm.com.
That's right.
steveharveyfm.com. And we could be reading, dissecting, and helping your life. Or we could make a complete mockery of your letter. It just depends.
Like yesterday.
Like yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, yesterday was a mockery letter. Today was some serious help right here for women in need. Thank you very much. Those are my remarks of the strawberry letter today.
He said if you got
sound
a condition.
Like yeah.
If you have a condition.
Well, that's what yesterday
an ailment. a ligature. A siphonotic, epidemical sinus.
What?
I like that, siphonotic.
Siphonotic. You know what I'm saying?
Siphonotic.
Well, you don't hear me now.
Siphonotic.
When we come back, I'm going to tell you this word I made up on Family Feud.
Oh, really?
The whole damn crowd looking at me so crazy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.